changes that really excite me are the ones that will be happening in neighborhoods that have been decimated through population loss. I believe by 2050 we will have more people living here, and I think that they'll be looking for more room. I mean, we will have more people in downtown for sure, but I think that we have some great neighborhoods that are undiscovered by a lot of more recent residents. Elmwood being a great example. Some tremendous assets in Elmwood along Broad Street and Elmwood Avenue, and I think that those neighborhoods will really thrive because we'll have more people who can inhabit them and build businesses in them.
Sure.
I think there are two things we'll see by 2050 that will dramatically change Providence. And one is that the 195 land will be fully built out, and I believe that we'll see good, or if not great, architecture there. I say that because they're really focused on industries that are creative, and I believe those industries want creative places to work in. And also that building, those buildings will knit together the downtown and the jewelry district and create a much larger, very vibrant downtown for Providence. Right now the downtown is quite small, which limits opportunities. So I think that will be the major change we'll see with regard to the buildings and the built environment. The other thing that I think we'll see is further enhancement of the waterfront, so the bay, where the city meets the bay, as well as the rivers. Those are real assets that are only now becoming recognized as places we need to enhance. They've been cleaned up, but now it's time to really use them as focal points for development, for recreation, for activity. So I think by 2050 we'll have all of that figured out, and we'll see finally a really good oyster bar on the river or on the bay in Providence. Matunuck is great, but golly, it's a long way from here. So that's my prediction, really good oyster bar in downtown Providence on the water.